PowerPoint, if you notice, it's circled. I'll zoom in. Going in a little bit closer, it's at the very end of River Ranch Road in a cul-de-sac. Just basically a little cleanup.
Okay.
And that is it.
That's it? Okay.
That's it.
Is the petitioner here for this particular case? Ma'am, please. Do you have anything you wish to speak on about it?
I would just like to say...
Could you state your... I'm sorry, state your name and your address, please.
My name is Cheryl Altus. I reside in Forsyth, Missouri, and I am the Secretary Treasurer for Cedar Shores Ranch Estates Property Owners Association. And on behalf of the association, we would wholeheartedly like for that to be zoned residential. We platted that October the 25th of 2017. And yes, we understand that Tane County Commissioners did do a rezoning on April the 21st of 2021. We'll see how that was missed.
Okay.
And there are other members here from the association, and I feel that everyone is in total agreement to have that rezoning.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else here that wishes to speak on behalf or against the rezone request here? Hearing no one, is there any questions from the commission?
No.
No. Okay. Are you all ready to go to a vote?
Close.
Yeah, I'll close the public hearing at this time if there's no one else wishes to speak. So in that case, do I have a motion on the floor to...
I move to approve the zoning request of 06-17-2024-01 to rezone to RR1.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
So are we approving this order?
Yes.
Correct.
We need to amend the order because the address is wrong, at least on my copy. Is the copy you have corrected?
What address is wrong?
Yep. It's got Branson, Missouri.
As opposed to his emails.
Yep. On the... Whereas, good catch.
Okay.
First page, third column, or third paragraph down, right to the left there.
I didn't look at the order. Actually, I don't have a copy of the order.
Second page on our packet.
First page on yours.
First page on mine. Thank you.
I don't need to take a page. I apologize. Okay. So we have a second with discussion on the floor, and the issue has come about.
As amended? Then I'll amend my motion to approve the order as amended with the correct address.
I'll amend my second.
And approve? For a second? Straight second? Okay.
We'll amend my second,
yep. All right. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That brings us to our next order. We have the Eastgate Boatyard LLC, parcel number 18-7.0-35-004-001-001.100, order number 06-17-2024-02.
All right. On June 10th, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the zoning request from C2 to R1 for the parcel number 18-7.0-35-004-001-001.100. to be used in the proposed Emerald Point Clubhouse minor subdivision located at 535 Emerald Point Road, Hollister. Okay, so if you'll notice here what he's got in that section in that giant rectangle is what we're talking about. From what Scott has told me, they are already using that as a parking lot and they're just going to give it to them. He's got the plat included here, so all that will go over to lot one.
Okay.
And then that's what it will look like afterwards.
So once again, a cleanup of lot line there.
Kind of. They're already using it for parking space anyway, so they are just going to give them that little section for them to continue using it as parking space, but it does need to be changed from C2 to R1.
Okay.
And that is our highlighted parcel zoomed out.
Is the petitioner here for this particular request? Ma'am, please.
Hi, my name is Jackie Hacker, and what we're doing, they actually built their parking lot on that section of land so their parking spaces go, so we're actually selling them that portion of the land and just need it rezoned.
Okay. Good. Any questions for the petitioner? Okay. Is there anyone else here that wishes to speak in favor of or against? Hearing none. Is there any other questions from the commission before I close the public hearing? Good. At this time, I will close this section of the public hearing and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 06-17-2024-02, changing parcel from, was it C1?
Yeah,
C2
to R1.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, Presley, I'll let you say this one.
Okay. Our next one is order 06-17-2024-03. On June 10th, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the zoning request of parcel number 15-7.0-36-000-000-008.001, located at 132 State Highway 00 Cedar Creek to A1 Agricultural District. That is our parcel way zoomed out right off M Highway, corner of M Highway. Going in. Marla, I believe, actually caught this one.
Now, prior, it just didn't have a zoning at all. Gotcha.
So we are cleaning this one up as well, changing it to A1.
Okay. So is there a representative here for this, or are you representing for this page?
So we are.
We are, yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, so is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of or against this? Hearing no one, I'll close the public hearing. We'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 06-17-2024-03.
Second.
Classifying parcel as A1 agricultural.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Our last one for the morning is order number 06-17-2024-04. On June 10, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the zoning request of parcel number 16-7.0-25-000-000-005.000, located at, to be determined, Brass Lantern Road, Cedar Creek, to A1 Agricultural District. So we were up, we were down there in that little corner. Now we're moving up a little bit. Or, oh, sorry, vice versa, swap that. Here's our parcel zoomed out. And here it is, zoom in. Just needs a zoning district on it.
Good.
That's it.
All right. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak about this particular parcel? Hearing no one, at this time I'll close this section of the public hearing and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve
order number 06.
Go ahead, ma'am.
-17-2024-04. To zone it to A1.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That will conclude our planning and zoning rezones for this morning. Thank you for everyone that showed up for that. Our next order of business, as soon as the girls get situated here, we'll have notice of renewal for the agreement for county road signs, file number 24-074, Roden Bridge. We'll give everyone just a second here to get resituated. Amber, could you hand me that book there, please? Thank you, ma'am. With us this morning, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin.
Devin.
Oh, your microphone's on the other one, Devin. I'm sorry. This is a one-year renewal on the original agreement that we have currently in place, and it does spell out that there is just a 5% maximum increase. Is that correct?
Correct.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 13th, 2024, approving the notice as to form. Is there any questions for Mr. Huff? All right. Hearing none, do you have anything to add, Devin?
No.
Okay. I would entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and Newman Signs Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a notice of renewal for Mechanic Services, file number 24-075, Roden Bridge. Once again, this is a one-year renewal. This is the last of three renewals that we have on this. So this will need to be addressed and go back out for bid next year.
Yes. Any questions?
Do you have any questions?
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between John Favick Tractor Company and Taney County. I'm going to do all of them in one motion.
Okay.
Notice of renewal by and between TNTX LLC and Taney County. And the notice of renewal by and between GW Van Keppel Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next, we have court orders and May paid abatements. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from Taney County Clerk's Office.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
We have a personal property paid abatement, 300917.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
Do you have any questions, ma'am? No. No questions.
That was Exhibit A with today's date of June 17th. Move to approve Exhibit A dated June 17th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have a personal property abatement add-on report for May of 2024.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements add-on report as presented.
Second with a question.
I have a second with a question.
I notice on these it has 2020 abating off. that's past the 3-year limit, why would they